Week number two, Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here with head coach of the boys team of Nemaha Central, the Thunder, John Thomas. I'm Crittenden Prophet. These Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, the Nemaha Central Thunder are already off to their first three games on the season. They started off the season with a big win over Royal Valley, 56-44. Continued that to a victory over the Centralia Panthers, 61-50. But then, of course, the loss here coming on Tuesday against Hanover, the number two ranked team of Class 1 in Division 2, a team that could very well win that title this season. Just a loss there of 59-52. Coach, the first three games of the year, I mean, kind of how are you feeling in this early going?
Oh, we've been pretty pleased with our effort. With our defense hasn't been bad. Offensively, we've got, we just haven't had enough time to get things kind of put together and get them rolling. But all in all, I don't think we're disappointed at all.
And you look through these first three games, you got a star player here this season in Schmezley. He had 26 points on the game against Centralia. Had a very impressive, I believe, 24-point performance there in that first half alone of play. But then overall, he's got 55 points the first three games, averaging nearly 20 points a game through his first three. So you look at a player like Schmezley in this early going, and then you kind of continue to talk about him throughout this season. How do you expect a player like him to continue to grow, impress, and just be a star player out there on the court for you and your team?
Well, he plays a ton of basketball throughout the year. He's a 12 months of the year basketball player. He's traveling all over the place. He's playing against really good players, I'm sure, in the leagues or the system he's playing in. He's going to be a great leader for us, and he's somebody that can make everybody around him better. Once we get going offensively and get things kind of coordinated a little bit better, he's going to be a huge factor in how successful we are and how successful the other players are.
You look here on the upcoming schedule on this season, Holton Wildcats, you'll have it there at home this Friday. You'll be on 92.1 KMZ, as well as the Holton channel, Justin Fluke. And then next Tuesday, you'll have Valley Heights on the road. So look at these next two upcoming games there for you. Holton Friday, Valley Heights on Tuesday. What can you tell me about both these opponents? Of course, a familiar foe there for you, and the Holton from Big East on Friday.
Well, I know Holton graduated quite a bit last year, and they're struggling right now, but I'm sure the coach will get them going, and they'll be a great challenge for us on Friday. And we've got our own things to improve upon, and hopefully over the next couple of days we can iron out some of our shortcomings. And then next Tuesday against Valley Heights, I really have not looked into them much at all, but we got to go to their place. So again, we'll expect to have a good challenge.
Hey, you talk about ironing things out, kind of sharpening a lot of skills here on the team in the early going. You've really highlighted on defense and being pleased with it. What defensively has kind of worked for your team these first 3 weeks that is going to continue to grow here throughout the season?
Well, I think, first of all, our intensity on defense, on the defensive end, has been real good. Maybe too much at times. We'll probably get ourselves in trouble once in a while playing as tight as we have been playing. Last night we had to go to zone for quite a bit of the time, and we were somewhat okay with how we played our zone defense, even though we haven't worked on it very much yet this year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, you're jumping in and joining us for week number two here of these Locker Room Chats. Again, Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck here this Friday against Holton.
All right, thank you.
Nemaha Central head coach John Thomas from the boys team. Again, Nemaha Central against Holton on Friday. It will be viewable on the Holton channel as well as on 92.1 KMZA with Justin Fluke.